afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas here on this 14th day of April 2012 for the next hour. RBN brings you real news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating the facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are just as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. Besides all else, you're tuned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. Also, check out republicbroadcasting.org. It's well worth your visit. And if you're from my neck of the woods, and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, in the USA, then I'd like to extend a special shout out to you. Please consider our pledge drive, and then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect from RBN? From what's excreted by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers, the big fakers of big media, spoon-feed you your opinions. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Following this first break, we'll soon be joined by today's special guest, writer John Kaminsky. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, Larkin, Texas.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For detailed program notes of this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, they are already posted, or for any of those previous, refer to the web address larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes titled Sharing Day and Just an American. Please direct any questions or comments to larkintexas@gmail.com. During the course of this broadcast, and if time permits, we may field a call or two during the final segments of today's program. Now, this past September, we spoke to something called Education and Sharing Day, hence the title of today's broadcast. And of course, Public Law 102-14. Which also makes mention of the so-called Noahide laws. One of the mentors, if you will, who I've followed for the past 5 years or so to help me make sense of the world and for current events is John Kaminsky. You can reach John Kaminsky at his website, John Kaminsky, KAMINSKI.info. And you can show support for John's work. His email address is pseudoskylax@gmail.com. And as a special treat, you'll find on today's program notes a few more recent articles of John Kaminsky's that I think you'll find quite interesting. I know I certainly did. So I'd like to invite you, ladies and gentlemen, to a conversation with John Kaminsky. Are you with us today, John?
Hit it, Lark.
I thought that was your cue, John. Well, I have to say, John, as I've already indicated to you, there are a few special voices that I have listened to and followed since really the time I first got on the internet. And as many of our listeners already know, I was rather a latecomer. I never even got on the computer until 2004. But I discovered your voice, John, and your writings, of course, and I must say that although I haven't absorbed everything I would have liked, I've always had a high regard for your work. And I've especially appreciated the insights that you've provided. What would you say is the focus of your work as of today, John?
Bringing out the hidden controllers that have reduced us to robots, identifying them properly so that we can deal with today's problems effectively. What we have going on now is an artificial reality with an imaginary enemy, and we're paying for it. We're paying for all of it more than we can ever realize, more than we ever will realize. We have paid so much for funding this charade that's gone on for so long of creating enemies and bashing the hell out of them, and the only people who make the winners don't profit and the losers don't profit. The only people who profit are the brokers, and now we see it in the extreme where we're all broke, poisoned, and you turn on the television to see what's going on, and you got Mitt Romney and Barack Obama talking about nothing of any relevance, only this artificial programming that they've imposed on us that is killing us for sure. And we're so past the point of no return that the only goal we could possibly have is to root these bastards out before we all die.
Well, you know, I certainly share your sentiments. You know, Friday, Deanna had a gentleman by the name of Thomas Sheridan on her program, and he was discussing psychopathy, the psychopathy of people who are, in fact, sociopaths and psychopaths that are leading us today. Would you find concurrence with that observation?
Well, I've always anything that doesn't focus on the Jewish central bankers, I always check it immediately for some kind of Jewish penetration to lead us down the wrong trail. And I still have that feeling about it. Of course, they're psychopaths. If you want to expand the definition, all religious people are psychopaths because they believe in something that's not empirical. So I still have that concern. If you're not using that magic word, which nobody is using, which is why we're not solving anything. But if you don't use that word, you run the risk of being a Jewish stratagem, is about as gently as I can put it. Whether you call the Zionist or a lesbian or a liberal or whatever you're called is a synonym for something that began in the heart of Judaism and Jewish bankers that was imposed on society without most people realizing what's going on. It's like today we still don't realize what's going on because we permit this artificial reality to rule our lives. And you and I both know it's destroying us. Sorry to run on so long.
No, not at all. The floor is yours today. I have to say that, like many Americans, I pretty much had my head in the sand for a long time. I did not embrace this technology as an early adopter like many people I know today. And so I really didn't have the opportunity to start, making some connections that I had long put on the back burner.
The light bulb goes on for different people at different times. I always chide myself for being oblivious to all of this for my first 42 years and then not really recognizing what I had seen until I was in my 50s. So it took me 50 years to catch up to this stuff, which is why I'm always thrilled when I see a younger person finally understanding stuff like the Holocaust being the public relations thing that it is, and really that mythos that has been promulgated is really the centerpiece of this mind lock that we've been put in that allowed our own leaders to conduct and permit 9/11 and have everything that has happened since been a total cynical farce based on a false flag operation. And the majority of the American people carry on as if nothing has happened. American history is appalling, and the behavior of Americans is absolutely appalling. And the primary reason that it is, not that we were saints beforehand, because that certainly wasn't true, but we have been guided into a mindless homicidal mania that at the Air Force Academy, where they have all the Christian evangelicals, they're taught to kill these colored people, for Christ's sakes. And they call it Christianity. Okay, I'm saying that whole system is insane, and we're insane to let it continue.
Well, I agree. Hopefully it's through alternative news media that the word will go out to people that we have, in fact, been led into really a form of new neo-feudal 21st century slavery here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that seems to me to be the operative word that needs to be gotten out. Americans need to ask themselves, do you really like being a part of this herd mentality that's hurling the entire world to the edge of the abyss? And what role do you play in such a scenario?
The next best thing.
Let's pick up on the other side of this break, John. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
In 1959, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev said this: "We cannot expect the Americans to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving Americans small doses of socialism until they suddenly awake to find they have communism." Welcome back, John. Do you have any response to that quote from Khrushchev in 1959?
Only that several people, Eustace Mullins among them, have said that the Soviet Union in its existence from 1917 to 1990, I guess it was, is probably the only country in history where nothing good can be said about it. They certainly didn't help their own people. They killed most of them. And they exported a virus throughout the world that has now, it's pretty much taken over the world. The other thing I thought I had on that was a fact I read a little while ago that most people don't realize when I was talking about the need to understand who is really running things, and it's not U.S. presidents. And one of the things Eustace pointed out in this passage that I read was the American people don't realize that they funded the Soviet Union from from start to finish via the money that the bankers stole via the Federal Reserve that was sent in large chunks to the Bolsheviks to overthrow the Tsar. The purpose of doing that was because the Tsar was the richest man in the world and the Bolshevik Revolution was about robbing him, but the American people financed it as they have financed all the opposition war parties that the United States has had throughout history, and this has happened because of the international control of the banks. So they take the money from the American people and they prop up. They initially funded Hitler, which is why people are going around saying, oh, it was a fixed deal. They initially funded Saddam Hussein. He was a CIA operative. And I can't say that about Iran. I don't know enough about it. I mean, we've tortured Iran for half a century. But the American people need to realize that we have been the victims of a century-long scam that has been run by the Jews through the movies and entertainment and literature and universities. They have taken over everything and they have created us as killer robots in their own image, where there is no humanity left in any American foreign policy. It's all take the money and run. And the American people are just a really sorry, sick bunch for putting up with this.
Well, and unfortunately, I've shared often with the listeners that I regard socialism itself as, frankly, an extortion protection racket, yeah. Frankly, organized gangsterism and racketeering. And I go back to my original observation. The American people have been enslaved. Your thoughts?
All the people of the world. This is a worldwide problem. We need a worldwide effort to dislodge these folks. This all began in 1848 when there was a worldwide revolution that succeeded, but nobody noticed because they owned enough newspapers not to mention it by then, which was the establishment of B'nai B'rith chapters in every country of the world. And ever since that time, societies have been fatally influenced by this Jewish control of the money to the point where how many countries are left who are not in the World Bank? There's only one, right? Iran. All the others are on the brink in North Korea, but I mean, that's all the countries in the world are plugged into this system. So when we look for... Uh-oh, I gotta wait.
Yeah, hold that thought. And we'll return, ladies and gentlemen, following these brief messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the is, answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You know, John, I know you live on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and I couldn't help, I'm also a native of Florida, I couldn't help but be reminded by the Seminole Aboriginals of that part of the country, and of especially Osceola. The Seminoles, of course, called themselves the so-called unconquered people, as they were the descendants of only some 300 Native Americans who managed to elude capture by the U.S. Army in the 19th century before they were herded off to Indian territory in Oklahoma. Today, more than 2,000 live on 6 reservations in the state, located in Hollywood, Big Cypress, Brighton, Immokalee, Fort Pierce, and Tampa. But I don't think we could consider them the unconquered people anymore. Your thoughts?
That was the beginning of the American Trail of Tears that drove millions of Indians out of the eastern part of the country, out into the barren wilderness of the West, where they were slaughtered by Generals Sheridan and Sherman so that the Rothschilds could make the railroad go through. That heritage was later directed overseas and is so readily apparent in all of American history with all of these false stories we've been fed in our history classes about heroic Americans bringing liberty to the Philippines by killing 2 million Filipinos and then on through the world wars and the constant American incursions overseas in the name of liberty, which Smedley Butler so clearly defined as the tyranny of the corporation. So Americans have willingly let themselves be led into a televised dream of dancing with the stars, while the things that they approve by their votes have needlessly cost millions of lives overseas, so we can have the latest in appliances that go obsolete in 2 or 3 years. You know, it's like it's a willing blindness that Americans allowed the U.S. government to do to the rest of the world that is now coming home to roost. It's what karma does. It comes home. And we have it because we have let ourselves be corrupted by our delights and our delusions, while the people who were selling us those same things were doing unspeakable things to people around the world in order to collar the market of whatever commodity they were trying to steal. And the saddest part of that is that there's plenty of food for everybody. There's plenty of minerals. There's plenty of diamonds for everybody. There's plenty of everything for everybody. And you have to go back to Bucky Fuller to erase all of this economic crap that we've been hearing. Economics is a false science because it's based on the false assumption of scarcity. And all of the prices in the world are manipulated by the same people who have controlled everything since at least 1777. And I've talked for 10 years about who these people are, and we still can't mention them because they run everything and they're listening to everything.
Yeah, of course. We talk about these unspeakable crimes perpetrated upon other peoples. But today we are ourselves being assaulted in a kind of asymmetric warfare. As far as I'm concerned, I've been under assault my entire life. My family, my friends, the same. If it's not the allopathic medical establishment, it's the petrochemical industry. And what's frightening is that we continue to buy into this nonsense that, indeed, this world is one of abundance, not scarcity.
That's right.
And I think that is that's what we need to understand more than anything else. Anybody that is promulgating constant fear, we have to ask ourselves, well, what's guiding these people? Because, frankly, we need not be ruled by false perceptions of scarcity, even self-doubt. And certainly we shouldn't be ruled by fear. But in fact, we somehow think that there has to be haves and have-nots. And now we have institutionalized gangsterism. So everybody that we come to rely upon when we're in trouble, people like doctors and lawyers, for instance, they themselves are caught up in, frankly, unspeakable criminal behavior, either because they're directly involved or because they simply look the other way to protect their own membership in these criminal cabals.
Right.
So there's another angle for you.
I think I've come to learn that essentially nothing has changed over time. It's it seems more blatant now. We know more about it now, so it seems more blatant now. But when this is why it's so important to know the history of the last 400 years to begin to realize that the creation of the United States as an entity was not what it seemed. I mean, those of us who've read a little history know about the battles that Andrew Jackson had with the bankers and how down through time there was a constant incursion by the British bankers in America, and they really never lost control of America except for a brief time in the 1830s. And they quickly got it back by bribing everyone in Congress to bring it back. And over the years, they passed one law after another to the point where Americans thought it was normal that they took half the money off the top from the American labor force. And that's what we had in 1913, and it's only increased up to today with all of these incremental incursions on what used to be some kind of freedom. But now it is so overregulated by NGOs and nonprofits, and everything is so fixed that there is really no legitimate path to individual freedom anymore. And a lot of us have found that out who've been doing this for a while. When you try to hook up with an organization that appears to be opposition to the tyranny, you don't have to go too far with it to know it's been fixed, and you're only going to get so far. So right now, all Americans are chafing under this worry. There is nowhere to turn. The government is not your friend and has all these policies in place to diminish your health. The thing I really fear, and I'm getting to be an old duffer, so I can afford to shoot from the hip, but the thing I really fear is our next generation is already so been made so malignant. I don't know what the right word is. So cornered by these new ultra-Jewish requirements about cervical shots for little girls and teaching homosexuality in first grade and all of these medical things that are going on where Kurzweil is talking about singularity and totally artificial people by 2045. We're on a real wrong track here, and I don't know that we can avoid what's going to happen to us. It doesn't look like we can. We're all being poisoned by the radiation, by the food, by the air. So
our minds are being poisoned
long ago and constantly and perpetually, but it's like we're running out of time. And I've been saying this for 10 years. We're out of time. And so it doesn't look like we're going to turn it around. So it just behooves everyone to figure out things as best they can and prepare for the worst.
Well, perhaps people need to heed the sage advice of people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn when he said the courageous step, or the first step of the courageous individual, is to not take part in the we, the capital W-E-we. And I think that's salient today. We need to think as individuals, and we can't be buying into these authoritarian constructs. I think, though, that it's come to a head, and too many Americans are beginning to catch on. Hopefully, that can somewhat reverse the tide. But when we see that the currency itself is toxic, it's really nothing more than company script that we trade our lives away for. And we really have all 10 planks, save for one or two, perhaps, of the Communist Manifesto fully in effect. Communism, of course, is nothing more than gangster capitalism. It's crony capitalism. It's monopoly capitalism. This is what we have come to realize, I think.
And communism is Judaism. That's the most important thing to mention.
It's certainly Judeo-Masonic. It's certainly secular humanist, and probably faux Christian too. I think all of these institutions that are buildings called churches and synagogues are, frankly, part of the asymmetric warfare environment.
That's right.
And they're toxic as can be.
Yep.
But yeah, I think it's important that people like your voice, John, be heard. Because I know that, like many of our listeners, and especially the broadcast host, these are people that are curious enough to want to know what the hell's going on. And sadly, too many Americans, they want to stick their heads in the sand and protect themselves. And frankly, I think that we're on our way towards, frankly, losing free speech even. Save for voices like yours and people across this network.
Yeah, I think if you reach a certain point and you say too much, you are deleted from the menu, as so many have been recently. And I've been pretty much deleted myself. It's like whatever excuse they can conjure up is the excuse that they'll use. But I just, I haven't changed my shtick in now 10 years. When I realize the depth and pervasiveness and the history and the really negative aspects that this philosophy has had on the world. I mean, what do we got for? We got petroleum, nuclear power, phony medicine. This is all of Jewish origin, and it is all based on profit. Back in 1777, the world changed, and everybody knew it. Kings were no longer kings. The bankers were kings. And this was spoke of openly throughout the 19th century, but as time went on, the same forces gained control of all the newspapers, and the message was dumbed down, and the schools were penetrated, and the literature was perverted, and all of these new Protestant religious sects were introduced, and everybody was hijacked from their own basic values, and which were replaced by this Jewish version of their own values, and that's what we have now when they think peace on earth is making everybody live in a ghetto.
You know, it's funny, John. I'm 57. I knew the summer after I graduated from high school, before going to college, a lot of the things that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
And yet I found myself throwing myself into the matrix, as it were, because, frankly, I was exuberant about life. I wanted to live life. I wanted to enjoy life. And I, too, in looking back, discovered that really I was causing more mayhem. I was a part of this criminality, if you will.
Yeah, we all were.
It didn't occur to me that even using this currency, for instance, was tantamount to throwing in with the mafiosi, if you will. And unfortunately, it's all of our so-called elected representatives, in my view, the vast majority of them are frankly just sycophants. They certainly don't represent me.
No, we got some of the great criminals in America in the Congress. My own congressman is, I think, the third richest person in Congress. He's a lot like Mitt Romney. Vern Buchanan made his money by bankrupting companies and stealing the golden parachutes. And for this, he's revered. These things can't the paragon of Florida business.
My goodness. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Now the song happened.
Welcome back to our final segment with my special guest today, John Kaminsky. You can follow John's work at John Kaminsky, K-A-M-I-N-S-K-I, johnkaminsky.info, I-N-F-O. John, we do have a caller on the line, but we'll only bring him up if you think it's okay, and we'll ask him to be brief because I want you to close out the program today.
Hit it.
Your thought. John in California, welcome aboard.
Glad to be here. Listen, my kids are part of that generation that feel like there's no hope and why are they living and all that kind of stuff. And I want to tell you that I'm extremely optimistic. There is so much going on. This is a self-help operation. This is not a wring your hands and walk away from the deal. We got people out there like Ed Rivera, on the Constitution. We have a Roger Sales new book on getting out of the system and taking control of your life. You have Rod Class winning case after case. You have Jack Bauer and the people that he talks to all the time winning case after case against the government. This is a local activity kind of thing. Using tribal lawyers is very helpful because they're used to arguing against the United States and doing legal research. We have to teach our people how to do the legal research and get busy. All the federal impacts impact us locally. If we take control of our local officials, and we can do it easily, like code enforcement, we can clear them off the books because they have no authority. As long as you can prove it and defend it, you win. Listen, there's a lot we can do, and there are things being done, and there are hundreds of people. I'm hearing entirely too much hand-wringing on RBN and not enough teaching people where to go, where to look, what the court cases are, and what to start studying. They just don't teach it. That's where we need to go.
I think that it's not all doom and gloom. Absolutely. I concur. However, I think, though, that we need to discuss it. And
absolutely. No problem.
This is where that, things like this this kind of discussion happen. Your
I need
comments,
to plug
John?
In with some of these other people and start learning what they're actively doing. And the thing I like about class and those guys is they publish everything, all the court cases, all the briefs, everything they receive from the government, everything they fire back, they make it public so the government can't control it and hide it. It's fantastic.
John Kaminsky, please respond and let's close the program out today.
Well said. I appreciate your optimism. It's greater than mine, given what my perception is of the American legal system, that no matter what argument you make, by the time it works its way up the ladder, it will be defeated by irrelevant arguments, and it's kind of always been that way in the American legal system.
You know, John in California and John Kaminsky, I got a message from Vicki Davis this morning that she successfully forced the Idaho Power Commission to remove the smart meter from her home. So there is some hope. And go ahead.
We're dying every day, and it's accelerating.
Well, we have to bring the facts on the ground to the attention of as many people as we can.
That's the deal.
And I can tell you that I, for one, am very appreciative of networks such as Republic Broadcasting, and in fact, especially Republic Broadcasting.
Indeed.
The voices that are brought to the table are important voices, and all of us need
gold.